Hi, welcome to the second part of SAS interview questions and answers. This podcast offers a compilation of top SAS interview questions and answers to help you clear your SAS interview. Preparing these questions can help you secure your dream job. Question 21. What is the difference between proc means and proc summary? Answer. Both proc means and proc summary are used to summarize data in SAS, but proc summary offers more advanced customization options for calculating and outputting summary statistics, making it suitable for more complex analysis needs. Question 22. How can you remove duplicates using proc SQL? Answer. There are three ways to delete the duplicates using proc SQL. By cleaning the data. By using SQL query. By using NotUps in the procedures. Question 23. What is SLIBREF? Answer. SLIBREF stands for server libref, refers to a specification used within SAS to identify a library on a server. Specifically, it's used when the SAS server needs to access data from a library, but there is no specific physical name provided for that library. Question 24. Difference between NotUp and NodeUpKey. Answer. Here's the difference between the two options. NodeUpKey removes duplicate observations based on specific key variables, retaining the first occurrence of each unique key value. NotUp removes entirely duplicated observations based on all variables, keeping only the first occurrence of each unique observation. Question 25. Difference between SEAL and FLOOR. Answer. In SAS programming, both the SEAL and FLOOR functions are used for manipulating numeric values, but they serve different purposes. 1. SEAL function. The SEAL function stands for ceiling and is used to round a numeric value up to the nearest integer that is greater than or equal to the original value. In other words, it rounds the value to the smallest integer that is not less than the original value. 2. FLOOR function. The FLOOR function, on the other hand, is used to round a numeric value down to the nearest integer that is less than or equal to the original value. It rounds the value to the largest integer that is not greater than the original value. Question 26. What is the use of percent include statement? Answer. The percent include statement in SAS is used to include the content of an external file into the SAS program. This allows you to modularize your code and reuse common code segments across different programs. The percent include statement is particularly useful when you have shared macros, data step code, or any other SAS statements that you want to reuse in multiple programs. To use the percent include statement, you provide the path to the external file that contains the code you want to include. SAS then reads and processes the content of that file as if it were part of the main program. Question 27. What is the difference between do until and do while? Answer. The main difference is in when the condition is evaluated. Do until evaluates the condition at the end of each iteration, guaranteeing at least one execution. Do while evaluates the condition at the beginning of each iteration, potentially skipping the execution entirely if the condition is false from the start. Question 28. What is the use of Trannard function in SAS? Answer. The Trannard function in SAS is used to replace occurrences of a specified substring within a given string with a new substring. Question 29. What is datenull? Answer. Datenull refers to a data step that doesn't create any data set. It is utilized for developing macro variables and writing the output without any data set. Question 30. What is the difference between SIMGIT and SIMPIT? Answer. SIMGIT is used to retrieve the value of an existing macro variable within a SAS data step or macro program, while SIMPIT is used to create or modify a macro variable and assign it a value. They are both essential tools for working with macro variables in SAS. Question 31. What is the function of the CATX function? Answer. The CATX function is commonly used in SAS programming, a statistical software suite widely used for data analysis and management. The CATX function is used to concatenate the values of multiple variables or strings together with a specified delimiter between them. Question 32. Name different SAS procedures and functions. Answer. The following are the different SAS functions. Substr. Scan. Trim. CATX. Index. County. Compress. Here are various SAS procedures. Proc mean. Proc sort. Proc SQL. Proc frequency. Rank. Copy. Append. Question 33. Define the different SAS system options essential for debugging SAS macro programs. Answer. Here are some SAS system options that can be useful for debugging SAS macro programs. 1. MLogic. This option displays the generated SAS macro code in the log. It helps in understanding how macro variables are resolved and how macro statements are expanded. 2. MPrint. When enabled, this option prints the generated SAS code from macros in the log. It's helpful to see how macro calls are translated into regular SAS code. 3. SymbolGen. This option prints the values of macro variables in the log, which can be incredibly useful for understanding the values being used during macro execution. 4. MPrintAll. Similar to MPrint, this option prints the code generated by all macros, not just the outermost ones. 5. MacroGen. When set to all, this option generates code in the log for all macro calls, which can help in seeing how macros are being invoked. 6. DMSSYNCHK. This option checks for syntax errors in macro calls and definitions and can help identify any issues before running the program. 7. NonLogic. Disables the display of generated macro code in the log. 8. NonPrint. Turns off the printing of generated SAS code from macros. 9. NoSymbolGen. Prevents printing the values of macro variables in the log. 10. NonPrintAll. Disables printing the code generated by all macros. 11. NoMacroGen. Disables generating code in the log for macro calls. Question 34. What is interleaving in SAS? Answer. Interleaving in SAS refers to the process of combining two or more datasets by interleaving their observations based on a specified key variable. This technique is commonly used when you have multiple datasets that contain related information and you want to merge them while maintaining the original order of observations within each dataset. Question 35. What is BOR function in SAS? Answer. The SAS function BOR performs a bitwise logical or operation on two integers, resulting in the computation of the bitwise logical or between the two arguments. In simpler terms, it calculates the combined result of applying the logical or operation to each pair of corresponding bits in the given integers. Question 36. How can you create a compressed data set in SAS? Answer. To create a compressed data set using SAS, you have the option of selecting the compress equals parameter either as a product data set option or within the options statement. When you apply compression to a data set, it effectively reduces its size by minimizing the occurrence of repetitive characters. This compression process also aids in significantly reducing the storage space needed for the data set. Question 37. Explain the purpose of the retain statement in SAS. Answer. The retain statement is used to retain the values of variables across iterations of the data step. It's often used in situations where you need to carry forward values from the previous iteration. Question 38. What is the significance of the BY statement in SAS? Answer. The BY statement is used to process data in groups based on the values of one or more variables. It's commonly used with procedures like sort, means, and summary to perform operations on data within each group. Question 39. What is the difference between the keep and drop options in the set statement? Answer. The keep option specifies the variables you want to include in the output dataset, while the drop option specifies the variables you want to exclude from the output dataset. Question 40. Explain the differences between the data step and proc SQL in SAS. Answer. The data step is used for data manipulation and transformation, allowing you to read, manipulate, and write data. Proc SQL, on the other hand, is a procedure that provides SQL capabilities for querying and joining data in SAS datasets. While both can perform similar tasks, proc SQL offers the flexibility of SQL querying, which can sometimes be more concise and powerful for complex operations. Thank you for listening to our podcast.